Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy on a Monday. It's showing on television right now. Trae Young hitting that heave at halftime. That was a cool moment. Everybody went nuts for that. That was about when I stopped watching because, you know, that halftime show was really long.
Took way too long.
And I just couldn't muster it up, Robbie. It just.
And if I was sitting, because we were driving back, but if I wasn't in the car and I was sitting on the TV watching the halftime show, I don't think I would have made it either. I would have passed out like you did.
Yeah, I just, you know, I had a late night the night beforehand. Yeah. I went to bare knuckle fighting off at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center. So I was already on fumes from the night before. Did Fighter's Fury that morning. It was 50-50. I was going to make it through that All-Star game because let me tell you something. That bare knuckle.
Whew. Is it brutal?
You know.
Here's the question I have.
Yeah.
Okay. It's bare knuckles, but it's not with the best mixed martial arts fighters.
That's definitely one thing I came out of this from. So
right.
A couple things. One, it was packed. So I was happy to see that. I was happy to see. I'm always happy when the combat events have a great crowd. And they had a great crowd. I'll tell you what it was. You know, I saw a dude get basically deaded, Leroy. I thought he was dead. Yep. I saw a dude. He got a right hand right across the face in an exchange, and he face planted. Bah! Blood coming out of his mouth. They had to like hold the neck, turn him over. It was really scary. But I will say, we've been to mixed martial arts fights down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, what about the guy?
We had dude had the oxygen mask get brought out.
Yeah.
Same thing with some boxing matches I've been to down here. So. In level of brutality, you know, they were saying, oh, the way do you hear the sound that you're going to see? It's like, you know, I think all these combat sports are pretty damn brutal.
Not like a kick to the side of the head. That's the noise.
It's rough, man.
Right.
Yeah, so I didn't feel like the brutality of bare knuckle was that level of extra. It was still fun. I tell you what I loved about it, though. A big thing when I go to these events live is the pace. And the pace of these fights, it was awesome because they had 10 fights on the card and it was just fight after fight. Even if they were just all, basically until we got to like the co-main event, it was all first round or second round knockouts and there was no time to waste. It was just like boom, 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 boom. And I love that. You just,
right.
You have a fight that's on demand. You know, it's on a pay-per-view fight. There's no commercials. Like, let's go. Let's keep it
going.
And they did that. And that I really liked.
The worst one was that Golden Boy event.
Oh my God.
It was like an hour between each fight.
Yeah.
Because they only had like five on the card.
Yeah. That was terrible. So that was one of my favorite things about it. But yeah, to your point, I came out of that where you're saying, am I watching the best mixed martial arts? I'm like, I don't know who's good at this. You know what I mean? Like you come out of there like I don't come out of this knowing who are the elite bare knuckle fighters. It seems like the best skill set to me is to have a great chin. Like I saw this one dude who had a ginger mullet. This guy was taking a pummeling in the co-main event and I was impressed. I was like, this is the skill set I'm impressed with.
I get the feeling like there's a couple of these cards or these promotions that are kind of increasing the rules but not the fighters so that, you know, don't see just regular MMA, bare knuckles.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you think about what you want to see, now the thing I like about some of the MMA stuff or the boxing, you're seeing up-and-comers. You know, so from that standpoint,
yes,
that's great. But in a lot of these things, they're trying to find their niche.
Right.
And so when you're trying to find a niche that nobody else is.
That was my big question, too, like coming out of it was, you know, we were talking about this on Friday with the guy, and I'm just like, well, who you think like the first avenue for anybody's going to be bare knuckle fighting? Because I don't. I feel
if you ain't successful in that, it's over. Yeah. You're like,
I feel like you're always going to be taken from the pool. And it's not like you can't make entertaining fights from former mixed martial artists or boxers. I'm not saying that you can't. You definitely can. But, you know, to say that I think it's going to be the next UFC, I'm like, I don't know, because I come out of, I go to MMA cards and I go to boxing matches and I'll be like, wow, that guy's skill set is amazing. I can't wait to see him again. That guy clearly has something I haven't seen, or that guy could be elite.
Right.
I came out of this from Saturday Night and I was very much entertained, but I didn't see anybody where I was like, wow, I have to see that guy again in action.
Right.
He looks like,
we have a few guys in boxing when we would go to the Hard Rock or whatever. You're like, okay, and you break it down for me. This guy, he's had like four fights. This is their new guy and whatever.
There was
and
none of that after this.
Okay.
This I was like, well, that guy's got a good chin, and that's a good skill set. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I'm a fun guy.
He actually is getting better with talking.
I like that the commercial with the laptop.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
But he's definitely like, they interview him now.
Yeah.
You know, he sounds like he's a little more.
This is a tiny laptop. It's regular size Kawhi.
Your hands are just massive.
So I got distracted by the TV for a couple things. Because remember, we were talking about Chris Paul earlier. I don't think we've ever seen Chris Paul dunk like that during his prime.
Yeah.
First ever alley-oop caught. He has never caught an alley-oop in a regular season or a postseason game in his NBA career.
That's why we said we think we never saw that before. he's Lob City, so.
Some guy says the guy fighting Hector Lombard looked like he could have been Tobin. His name was Redneck. That was his nickname.
Wait, his nickname was Redneck?
Yeah. And then afterwards, this is my favorite part, where he goes, he thought he got robbed of the decision. He goes, I kept the distance better. I had my job. And I'm always like this. I'm like, yeah, but it's bare knuckle fighting. Like, I'm not here to watch you be Floyd Mayweather, bruh. Your name's the Redneck. I'm sorry I'm not here to see you do the sweet science.
Oh yeah.
And also something I got distracted by the TV with is because I asked Leroy about this. So the XFL,
yes,
I think that they do
scoring picked up, boys.
Just the Houston's offense is doing all the scoring for the XFL.
Yes,
everything else is an underfest, which, you know, hit that teaser. Another 5-2 week, by the way. But what these players do, Leroy, I can't imagine this is good for health. Not that I'm a beacon of health, but. After a victory, they're doubting Bud Light Seltzer after every game, after every win.
Bud Light Seltzer's got to be like a huge sponsor.
It's a huge sponsor, but you're drinking beer after a game.
I like it. Well, that's what I want.
I know it's great, but like I don't know if it's good for rehydrating.
They're supposed to be the renegades of football. Like, let's go out there. Did you see the quarterback of how was it? Who's New York, Robbie? Do you know what the name of that guy?
Oh, McGloin.
McGloin. Yeah. Can you get this sound, Robbie? This is New York Guardians quarterback Matt McGloin, Leroy. And, you know, this is the big thing about the XFL, the access that you get, and
I'm getting
interviews.
Tired. It's too much.
No.
Too much. Who's the guy? He used to be from ESPN. I can't think of his name. He goes, hey, so blah, blah, blah. We get ready for halftime. Let's go in and see what they're talking about. No, let's not.
So
I want to go see what they're talking about.
So McGloin, he's coming off the field. They're doing a halftime interview, and he just crushes the game plan.
What does this team need to do on offense to get something going here?
We need to change the whole entire game plan at halftime.
Okay, what do you need to change about the game plan? What are you frustrated about?
There's just a lot going on right out now. It's embarrassing for us here as an offense, so a lot of things we want to fix and correct.
Thanks.
Wow. You changed the entire offensive game plan.
Wait, so like that's. By the way,
first of all,
by the way, like, and it doesn't help that the announcer brings more attention to it, right? But guess what? Let me tell you a story. So, we're playing a team. I don't even know what the team is, and we're practicing during the week,
right?
And Belichick is making a scene about us doing something a certain way, right? Staying late, practicing, running over and over, right? Fine, we got it. Get to Saturday night, we're well prepared, we got through all of our, we are ready for this game. We get the ball first. We go out, we do our thing with the game plan like we're supposed to do. Uh-oh, guess what? They didn't run the look we thought we were going to get all week. So it sucked. It didn't work. We get to the sideline, right? He goes, hey, here's what we're going to do. Remember how we ran this play 4 weeks ago against Buffalo? Let's go back to that. Game plan trashed after one series. So it's not a big deal.
Well, here's the problem, though. McGloin, he came out in the second half, and he threw a pick six. And so he was benched.
So wait, the coach of the game, the coach said, our game plan was great. We need to change quarterbacks.
So they did change the game plan.
Right.
And it was McGloin sitting on his ass.
Oh, wow.
And by the way, DC, after that game, they were shotgunning beers in the locker room.
Hey, wait, so you think that coach got a little, he's a member of Team Petty?
I mean, listen.
They lost, you know who the coach is, Leroy.
They lost 27-0.
Well, yeah.
You know who the coach is? Gilbride.
Oh, man. I'm never going to forget him. Buddy tried to kick his ass on the sideline. Like, that's the first time. I've seen coaches go at it, but I've never seen an offense coordinator, a defense coordinator go at it like that. That was amazing.
What else you got, Robin?
Leroy, I know back in the day you said you snuck a hot dog in at halftime, but do you remember ever seen drinking beer after the game in the locker room? I can't imagine that's good for you.
Dude, I remember my first year. This is when it changed. My first year, I had guys smoking cigarettes at halftime, right? Belichick took over my second year, and we had, like, I remember we had, you know, we had minicamp. The last day of minicamp was a family picnic with an open bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we would travel my rookie year, they'd have beer, right? I was like, wow, this is crazy. Well, Bill ended that. No more beers on the trip, and a lot of teams stopped doing it because remember, a couple of guys got DUIs driving home from an airport.
Right.
So they ended that. There's a lot of things that have changed. Again, you're looking at a league that is basing a lot of what they do on corporate support. So if it's there and available, if Bud Light or whoever is willing to put some backing on this league, then you got to support them. We do it here.
I love it.
That's just how it works.
I like it too, but it just feels weird. Like you're gasping, breathing for air,
sure,
and you're throwing down some seltzer.
Sure.
I think the funny thing is that they're drinking alcoholic seltzer.
Right.
Yeah, so Texter pointed out that they're not beers. It's seltzer water with a hint of fruit flavors and alcohol.
Oh, so this is like...
Really? What is this guy? So does he work for...
This is like Bud Light's Red Claw, White Claw? Is that what that is?
No, that's what it is.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
That's what the hip kids drink now. I never...
What else you got, man?
But I think seltzer. I think like Alka-Seltzer. So I didn't know that was, you know...
What else you got, man?
All right, so I'm surprised. I would have gotten elbowed in the face for not mentioning the first headlines, but full squad workouts today for the Marlins.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Forget about this dunk contest, about the dunk right out here. First full squad workout. Let's go. We got big Corey Stickerson finding his way into camp. Miggy Rowe, yeah, going into camp. Full squad. Everyone comes together. This is the year. We're not going to cheat like these dastardly Astros going out there, buzzing their nipples, going out there, banging on trash cans. We're going to go out there. We're going to step into the batter's box, and we're going to bang pitches right out of the shortened fences at Marlins Park. Take the NL East. No further questions, Mean Gene.
Question.
Yeah.
Would you do what they did if the Marlins won a championship?
No, boy, man.
No player? Wait, did any of the players get suspended for the Astros?
No.
No. They got immunity.
No.
To tell the truth.
I would do it if the Marlins were more apologetic about it. I don't want them to be like Carlos Correa, who's telling Cody Bellinger to go suck an egg.
Question, though. If you paid a penalty, if you were penalized for your actions, are you required to give an apology?
Here's the thing. They didn't pay the penalty. They were given immunity.
No. Okay. Immunity. So what? Are you required? And that's my point behind this. Okay? The organization has been penalized. A couple of guys lost their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
The two managers lost their jobs.
Right.
Three managers. The GM lost their job.
Yeah.
They've paid a big penalty.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to give their ring back.
Mm-hmm.
Would you or are you required to apologize?
You're not required to. However, I would like them to just taper it down a little bit. Like if Cody Bellinger's a little upset, you know what I would
do? No, you got
I'd be
down,
like,
I would
be like, let him have it. Let him be upset.
You have to take all of the heat that comes your way.
Carlos Correa is telling him to stop being a crybaby.
Cody Bellinger's job is to look for information, get informed, know the facts for sure before he stands in front of cameras to talk about other players. You should get informed. You should be informed before you talk about other players. If you don't know the facts, then you got to shut the
I agree.
No, I don't agree.
Why not?
Because, first of all, the only reason we know the facts is because all you guys flipped on the organization.
Yeah, so they wouldn't get in trouble.
Nah, player. Hey. And the other thing Cody Bellinger said was, hey, by the way, we all knew about this. You guys just didn't report about this and investigate until this year.
Right.
It's been getting formal complaints for 3 years from MLB.
Right.
Cody Bellinger needs to shut the F up. No, that's not right, Leroy.
Okay.
Then you gotta
Again. Roles reversed. Would the Dodgers eat it and take the penalty?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Look, I'm cynical like that. Now, I don't like. I think a lot of people are standing on their soapbox, but would do the same thing.
There's not a difference in, but there's a difference in taking the penalty and just moving on and taking the penalty and still rubbing it in your.
But there's only one guy doing that. The only one that's done it is Carlos Correa. He's the only one that's like, yo,
shut the F up.
Right.
Come
Nobody
on,
else.
Man.
Everybody else has been humbled. Right?
Yeah.
Who has it?
They're lying.
That's Jose Altuve.
Jose Altuve is going out there. He's like, oh, I didn't want my shirt taken off because I had a bad tattoo? Come on, bro. They're like, well, we didn't find any evidence of buzzers. Yeah, because nobody ratted on it. That's why. What do you mean? They're your only evidence.
Again, you know what this sounds like? We couldn't prove that anybody was doing steroids. Right? Really? Barry Bonds' head went from a size 6 3/4 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you're looking at a guy like, who's the pitcher?
Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens. Yeah. You're looking at Roger Clemens, who's throwing faster at 40 than he was at 35.
Right.
Right? Come on.
So Barry Bonds went from 6 3/4 to Joe Rose?
Pretty much. Like, you don't need to draw a caricature. You can just take a picture.
It's got to be hard times for Joe Rose's equipment manager.
Oh, no. Everybody had a guy like that. That, like, you could just take almost two heads and put it. Head was huge.
What else you got, Robbie? Anything else?
Oh, yeah. A lot of shenanigans in the dunk contest.
Yeah, we'll get more into the dunk contest. Also, just a horrific take on the Miami Heat I want to get to as well. What you have one last thing, Robbie?
Oh, yeah. We haven't mentioned this yet, but apparently, you know, John Beilein is possibly stepping down from the Cavs.
I saw that. That's apparently he's not adjusting. Now, is he not adjusting well, or did his players not buy the whole thugs explanation?
I think it's the second part.
Interesting.
I'm not just me speculating. I have no inside information or anything. But.
All right, we'll be back. We got to get into some more of this the dunk contest. Plus, I mean, there's some grist. Just what a great weekend for Heat culture. I mean, you got Jimmy Butler all over the place, just giving so much love to Bam and Colin Cowherd. I mean, this guy.
Ooh.
You know what I want him to do? I want him to take a seat. He needs to just sit it on out when it comes to the Miami Heat. We're back after this.
Oh, you check, he's a TV addict. Don't mean to bring static. Or you cling onto your grandma's house. Grab your back street friend to get loud.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Monday. Robbie the Degenerate. So we went 5-2 this week, Robbie, on the old Magnificent Seven.
That would be the third 5-2 week in a row, my friend.
You're rolling. That is a good record.
XFL, buddy, and the fight parlays. Gotta love them.
I'm just telling you guys, if you're looking to make some money, you might want to tune in Fridays at 8:20.
Although I probably can't do – I might do a fight parlay this weekend, but I probably can't do it with Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury. That's a little too close to call.
I got to tell you, I am so excited for this fight. I can't wait for Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury. I can't wait for this media week that we're going to have. Everybody's going to be hyped up for this. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be real exciting. And I think you just have a clash of styles, two big personalities, big heavyweight championship fight. Nothing not to love about Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder. It's going to be a real, real fun fight week between the both of them. And I think Deontay Wilder is going to knock him out. I really do. I think so too.
I'm in this.
I think he's got 12 rounds of Tyson Fury. First experience against the guy who was bigger than him, nearly knocked him out by a whisker. Didn't get him by 10. And I think he's going to get him this time. I really, really do.
Now, really? You think?
I do.
I don't know, man.
You think that dude's
got a chin on him?
You think Tyson Fury's going to box his socks off?
That dude's got a chin on him. Because you're telling me you didn't think he was dead.
Oh, I thought he was dead.
He did Undertaker.
Somebody just touched him. Arise.
Right.
Now, I know you guys aren't going to Vegas because it's too early in the morning, but are we sending people out to Vegas for this fight?
I don't know. I don't know if we are. I don't know. That's a good question. You mean like is Zaslow and Jethro, are they heading to Las Vegas?
Or possibly Hawkman Crowder too?
I don't know. They can't go.
What a bad representation of.
Yeah, it really is. Like, you know, I mean, like, I guess you could call that, getting you some fight coverage. I don't know what to tell you.
Here's what I don't get.
And then you guys can go for the drafts.
This is your thing.
Yes.
Right? But the last people that we even consider is us sometimes.
I know. Well,
but it is at 3 in the morning.
I mean, I get it. We're at 3 in the morning. Like, who's coming around Radio Row at that time? But, you know, I would like to go. I mean, I would like to be there for those fights.
All's we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is do the show,
mm-hmm.
and then, right, record a couple of interviews.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then play them the next morning. Next morning.
In the bag. We call that in the radio business, in the can.
That's all we do.
Here's the thing, though. In a way, it works out because I'm going to be, you know, this is a big week. Dwayne Wade's getting his jersey put up in the rafters. So, you know, if I'm going to miss a boxing event.
You'd be back for that anyway.
I wouldn't be.
Why not?
Because it's Saturday. Saturday's fight night.
You just have to fly back.
On Friday.
I wouldn't want to have been there for the fight.
You're not going to be.
Yeah, he would have wanted to have been there.
You're not going to watch the fight anyway if you're going to the D-Wade thing.
Oh, I'm watching the fight. Trust me. A lot of methods to watch a fight on your devices.
Somebody said, what was the over-under on Shaka Khan singing the national anthem?
Dude.
Because I thought, wait, I didn't know if she was going to ever end. Because she say, oh, say. Can you see? Bye.
Swerve.
The dog's early light. Like, so I was like, what? I said, we doing a little.
When she got the glare.
and she was using her own version of words.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of bookies are going to try and finagle their way out of that one, Robbie.
Yeah.
Feels like there's a lot of shit that gets from Shaka Khan.
Must not take more than a 2 second pause in between.
Robbie got notes. He's like, Shaka Khan, way over.
I was surprised because Charles Barkley, who goes in the midst of it, when Ernie brought up Shaka Khan, I thought he was going to for sure hose it down. He just goes, I would like to meet Shaka Khan.
Hey, back in the day, Shaka Khan, let me tell you.
Man.
I mean, she had on that tight ass Jordan jersey.
Texter writes in, if Wilder could box, he would have knocked him out. Very sloppy fighter. I mean, but he essentially did knock him out, though. Like, I don't know. I understand what you're saying,
twice.
Sir. I understand what you're saying, but he was a half a second from knocking him out. So, as sloppy as he is, he always finds the chin.
Here, I would say the difference between these two fighters is that Fury has to be Fury for 12 rounds.
Yeah.
Deontay Wilder only has to be Deontay Wilder for 3 seconds.
Deontay's margin for error is so huge.
Right, right. Because he only got to hit him once or twice, whereas as Fury's got to be a boxer and a mover the whole fight. So if he ever slips in 12 rounds, we know what could happen.
And Tyson Fury's been put down by cruiserweights before. Like, he does not, like, he gets put on his ass.
I think he does that to get a break, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, come on, dude.
Interesting strategy.
It's 9 seconds of break, guaranteed.
Right. Think about it, though.
Texter writes in, Toe, and how amazing was D-Wade unapologetically trolling the rest of the NBA, rooting hard for Heat players, screwing over the other judges to have Derek Jones Jr. win? It's amazing. That's why he's Heat president for life. for life. And it's just, it felt like a great Heat weekend. Everybody was there. You know, Udonis was there. Pat Riley was there. Myers Leonard was there. Everybody was just there rooting each other on. It was fantastic. It was fantastic seeing all that stuff. It was one of those things where you were just like, man, it was just a great weekend for the Heat. Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo doing a lot of recruiting. I saw Jimmy with Giannis. I saw Bam and Jimmy playing a little basketball soccer with Joel Embiid. Yeah, I didn't see him playing any soccer with Ben Simmons. I'll tell you that much. That was interesting. Did you see see, here's the thing. This is why you know Bam is Heat lifer, all right? And a lot of, you know, we brought you the quotes last week with the profile by Zach Lowe. This Bam, everybody loves him. Everybody. Mm-hmm. And he even goes out and somebody goes, well, who was the biggest snub? He goes, let me be honest with you. You know what I think the biggest snub was out of everybody? Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal, biggest snub in the league. I'm like, look at you, you sly dog. You sly dog. You're just leaving all the options out there for everybody.
Yeah.
So he goes out there. He wins himself the skills competition. Here's Jimmy Butler. You got Jimmy Butler on NBA TV yesterday, Robbie. 2 days ago, he was on NBA TV. And they were asking him about, you know, the reason for winning. And look at him. He's just this. Remind you, this guy is supposedly an awful teammate. All right. A locker room cancer, a team divider. A guy who four teams or three teams said, no, we can't have him anymore. He's too divisive. Listen to what he has to say about Bam Adebayo.
But, I mean, is there really a position now?
No.
Like, Bam is our point guard when I'm not on the floor. Mm-hmm. And even when I am on the floor, Bam still brings the ball up the floor. Mm-hmm. So, power forward, center, you know, we joke around with it all the time in practice. Like, sooner or later, Bam's going to let me do a jump ball. Like, that's my goal. It's my goal because there's no positions anymore.
Well, if we strip away the positions, you'd be starting in the All-Star game.
That means nothing to me either. I'd rather Bam start because I legit believe Bam is the reason that we are winning. I legit believe that. Mm-hmm. He switches 1 through 5. Mm-hmm. He passes the ball. He scores the ball. He blocks shots. Like, he's what every team wants to have.
Mm. Sweet nothings, Leroy.
You like
sweet
that, huh?
Nothings. Yes, I love all of it. I love that Dwayne Wade, he hoodwinked the other judges. He hoodwinked them. Because I thought, oh, we're going to draw. Okay, so we got 9. Boop. Hey, Dwayne, did you just hit a 9? Oh, sorry.
My bus.
Sorry. They were so close. I'm sorry. Whoops.
I thought you were the one that was supposed to put the 10. You said 48. Somebody was supposed to make a 9.
Yeah. Chadwick, I thought you were going 10.
By the way.
Chadwick's like, I'm not going 10. I've been stingy the whole night.
How tiny is Black Panther?
Yeah.
He's tiny. I thought he was a little, you know.
Nah.
That Black Panther suit. Now he ain't that good outside that Black Panther suit. And the accent.
Mm-mm.
Doesn't have the same hops.
Oh, yeah, that Black Panther suit give him some hops.
Oh, the Black Panther can jump all over the place. Is there going to be another Black Panther?
Of course there is.
Yeah, the spoiler, they're all back now. They got revived.
Oh,
they got revived.
Right, from
Endgame.
Except.
Oh, yeah, our man.
Yeah. His contract was up.
Who's out?
Tony Stark.
Oh, well, listen, he had a good run.
But I don't understand, right? Now, look, I get it. I get how it all worked. Like, it was an awesome movie. I loved it or whatever, right? But the guy who has all the technology,
mm-hmm.
right? He had a special glove and he has the suit to hold all this stuff.
I don't know. He didn't foresee it.
Okay.
New reports on the Dolphins quarterback situation and maybe a new person they're warming up to, Robbie. Maybe Ooh. Somebody else is tickling the Dolphins' fancy.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
Leroy. Don't settle.
I'm just
don't
saying.
Don't settle. Bad team settle.
We're back after this. Right. Welcome back, everybody. Going up to Jupiter today, Leroy, for first full squad workout. We're going to go check out the boys.
When are we going up there?
It's going to be either probably the first week of March or the second week of March. We're going to do a show there.
Okay.
Should be fun. Are you?
You better believe it's going to be fun. What's not better than a little exhibition national pastime in the best planet on Earth, Jupiter, Florida? Gonna go out there, forget about these Redbirds, thinking that they have half the facility. That is the Fishers facility. Big Jeet's gonna be swaggering in. This is year three, the big swing year when it comes to the rebuild, or as he likes to call it, just the build, because we're not redoing anything. No franchise, no full slate, no further questions, Mean Gene. Snap into a Slim Jim.
I can't wait. I'm excited. Now, we'll get back into the Heat in just a little bit, because I got to get into this Colin Cowherd and his terrible, terrible Miami Heat take. It's right up there with Bam Adebayo, not knowing who that was. But this comes from the Miami Herald, Leroy. Are you familiar with that publication?
Yep.
All right, this is written by one Armando Salguero. He has been covering the Dolphins forever. And this is the headline: Miami Dolphins' current view of Tua Tagovailoa and Justin Herbert might surprise you. You intrigued, Robbie?
I know exactly what the Dolphins are doing.
All right. Oh, really? So you think that, before I even read this, you think that we might be going camping?
I think they're trying to offset the Detroit Lions smoke screen. It's like, hey, all right, you want to play the game, Detroit Lions? We can play the game too. You know what? We don't really want to. Justin Herbert, everybody's good. And they're playing the game beautifully.
I love
Brilliant.
It. Okay. Well, let's hear it. Here is Salguero, all right?
What is wrong?
Let's hear his work, all right? As the Miami Dolphins have been studying college talent and meeting to develop an organizational plan for the combine next week, the team's emerging view at the top of the quarterback class may come as a surprise to some. Firstly, the club's view of Tua Tagovailoa is not a slam dunk pick near the top
beautiful,
of the draft.
Beautiful.
At least not yet. The Dolphins will go through the process of vetting Tagovailoa at the combine and beyond, as other teams will, before deciding if he is worth the number 5 overall selection. Secondly, and this is the big swing here, Leroy, the club has an increasingly positive view of Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert. This from sources familiar with the club's thinking, and this is interesting for multiple reasons, because Tagovailoa has generally been linked to the Dolphins more than any other NFL team, starting as early as January of 2019, when the Dolphins made finding a young franchise quarterback the priority of the 2020 draft. And because Herbert, who had a good but not great college career, has not been the favorite of many Dolphins fans, because his play sometimes reminds them of Ryan Tannehill, who, of course, spent 7 seasons in Miami and never played in a playoff game up until last year when he, of course, was a win away from the Super Bowl. Bottom line, Tagovailoa to the Dolphins is not a certainty, and don't dismiss Herbert to Miami. One source said the Dolphins are not just concerned about Tagovailoa's return to full health from a fractured and dislocated hip he suffered, but also about his durability in the long term beyond his current injury.
Beautiful.
Apologize to me
no.
right now.
No.
They're playing the game.
I don't like this.
Apologize
I don't
to
want
me.
To apologize. I don't like this.
That's good sound football right there.
I don't like it.
You don't wing it.
Scared money don't make money. I don't like it.
They're playing the game. They're trying to play the game with Detroit.
Let me explain something to you. I'm going to use my indoor voice. If the Dolphins were to wing it,
right,
and it doesn't work out, you'd be the first one to yell, same old Dolphins.
I know, but I don't want the guy that's like Tannehill. We had Tannehill.
You didn't have anything around him.
Yeah, this goes to your point. We don't have anything around this guy.
You better get a guy who's a little stout.
No. No.
So you want a brittle guy?
Dude. Tannehill was plenty stout. Even the stout guys have their limits. We saw that. That guy got hit more than anybody over his career.
He finally broke down. Cue up the BS. That's right.
Oh, everybody here smelling smoke?
No.
Anybody smelling smoke? Oh, really, Jim?
No. I'm smelling hips.
Nah. Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on. If you hadn't heard about Tua Tagovailoa for this many years, and I just mentioned, hey, a quarterback that had these injuries, you'd say, I'll pass.
Do you think that this is – all right, let's say this. Maybe the Dolphins are putting this out there.
Smokescreen.
What if they're putting it out there because they know it's a lost cause? What if the Lions want a king's ransom and they are going to take Tagovailoa and they are just resigning themselves to the fact of, we might as well say Justin Herbert was tops our board anyway.
Here.
Because that's what they're going to say.
Watch this.
That's what they're going to say.
I usually do the draft show.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to hear. With the fifth pick in the 2020 NFL draft, the Dolphins select whatever quarterback. This is the guy we had our eye on him for a couple of years. This is the guy we always wanted. He was number one on our board.
Number one.
Regardless of who it is.
I want proof.
Exactly. I want proof. It's always the guy they always wanted.
I'm gonna need to see that board, and I'm gonna need to see multiple pictures with a newspaper in there.
With that quarterback being number one?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Is that crazy? They always say that. This was our guy. We had him on our board, high on our board. I'm like, really? Man, look.
Salguero adds, it must be noted Herbert looks the part, but sometimes has fallen short of playing part. His accuracy, especially on throws outside the numbers, have been inconsistent, especially when under pressure. That doesn't mean there isn't a lot to like about Herbert. One source noting how Herbert was the star of practices during Senior Bowl week, and the fact that he attended the game was so impressive to scouts who liked what he had to say about his desire to compete against top competition. Character.
You know what just happened? The price for Tua went down.
Really?
Went down. Detroit has to back down on their demands now.
Are we sure this isn't one of those things, though, where we know that Detroit is going to put a whopper of an offer out, or the Chargers are putting a whopper of an offer out on a house, and so now we're resigned to ourselves that we need to go find a new house to put an offer on? Like, all right, honey, I guess, listen, the dream house on the water is out of the market. We have to go find somebody else. We're going to have to go find a nice one in the suburbs.
Here's what I'll say. There is nobody who can offer more for Tua.
Agreed.
Than the Dolphins.
Yes.
So if they don't.
A double whopper.
If they don't end up with Tua,
mm-hmm.
Is it safe to say that they decided that it wasn't worth the risk?
I think that is what it's saying. Yes.
Okay. Because now, all these things you're saying about Herbert, they said the same things about Josh Allen. About Carson Wentz and about Jared Goff
mm-hmm.
when they came out, okay? All the same complaint. Hey, the guy's never played Division I football. Mm-hmm. Hey, the guy has never played against talent. Oh, he looks the part. Say all the same things we heard. They went 1-2, and Josh Allen goes sixth?
Sixth or seventh, yeah.
Right.
Seventh,
So please don't tell me. Now, I will say this.
But none of those guys you're saying, like if I were to tell the Dolphins, hey, your pick's going to turn into Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, or Josh Allen, I don't think any Dolphin fan is like, sign me up.
Right. Exactly. That's my point, though. My point is that if when you look at all these quarterbacks, the guy who you say is the surest of all the picks, it's possible he might not ever play a full season. Is it worth it? Like, you say what you want. Like, how good he is. This has gotten to the point where how good Tua is doesn't matter.
Yeah, but he's so good. And I just
doesn't.
If he's not,
guess where he's not good?
Where?
On the bench. Because he's hurt.
Understood.
It's called risk assessment.
But he's got the shiftiness in the pocket.
I want to see him do the Dak Prescott for 100 yards.
Maybe he will. He's not allowed to for a month, but he has got a clean bill of health.
And when's the draft?
April 23rd,
right before he gets healthy?
We got about 6 weeks.
We got the combine coming up now next week.
About eight weeks away. But we're not going to know at the combine now. Is Herbert going to the combine? Is he going to get an opportunity to shine once again at the top combine?
Did he play in the Senior Bowl?
He did.
Right. And guess what else?
Mm.
Remember before last year started, everybody said this was going to happen with Herbert. Did they not?
Yeah, but it's just fine.
Did they not? Robbie, what did they say?
They said he's going to light up the workouts.
I do find it interesting.
He's going to look the part.
Well, Robbie,
we're going to get him, and we're falling for it.
Yeah, but here's what it is. Yeah, last week, I mean, Tua went up like Bitcoin. Like he was, everybody was, health is great. This guy's got we had the reports that say he's actually the better quarterback prospect than even Joe Burrow.
Colin Cowherd.
I mean, it was just left and right, the positive reinforcements. Now it feels like a little bit of, hey, we need this to normalize a little bit. This cryptocurrency quarterback, getting a little bit too hot and heavy. We need to bring it down to earth a little bit. You know what we should invest in? A nice, solid quarterback who reminds us of our last quarterback. You know what that'll do? Might be able to save us a first-round pick when it comes to the price with the old Lions.
All right.
That's what I think is happening.
A little Teldar paper.
Yeah. Also, what happened is you had Chris Greer throwing his canteen, and he's deciding, you know what? Hey, Flo, you know what? Let's go sit around the campfire, roast some marshmallows, because I'm ready to send up some smoke signals. You know, it seems to me like if you were to say who like they would handle camping the best, Flores or Chris Greer, Flores, I feel like he's well prepared. Flores probably has like the best tent. I feel like his tent is pristine, Leroy. All right. He knows exactly how to cook the food out there, roast the hot dogs just perfectly. Flores is a good camper.
The spinning pig on the stick.
Yep. Yep. Meanwhile, you have Stephen Ross out there. He's got the flies. He's swatting them around.
Hey, by the way, let's respond to this one.
Mm.
Why wouldn't Dolphins trade for Stafford, upgrade, and also probably get him for cheap? Don't force a pick. Here's why. Because
can you get him for cheap?
Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
If you're going to take that risk, you might as well draft Tua at a cheaper price and have more and a younger player.
I mean, he has a fat contract. I don't know how much of it would transfer
don't
over
care.
If he gets
Dude
traded.
Dude broke his back.
Spinal. Back after
Wait,
this.
I don't even know what Stafford looks like. I haven't seen him in so long.
Yep. Dangerous. Although it seemed like his wife that local station doubled down on their report because you know the GM came out and said,
GM's gonna say that.
Yeah, they said, oh no. They're trying to trade.
But it's one of those rare things where if they trade him, they lose more cap space. Like I think his cap number right now is like 20-something million.
Yes.
If they trade him, it gets higher. It goes to 32.
Right.
He's on the team.
Wacky.
Hey, did you your boy got married?
Who?
T.J. Watt.
Did he?
Yeah.
Why is that my boy?
I think it's Stu Gotz's, but that was his thing.
I'm not a fan of J.J. Watt. It's just like we
too
get
much.
It. You know, like they mic him up and they're just like, oh, look at J.J. Watt's like, let's go. That's probably what his vows were.
As since when, like, you know, has every athlete's wedding like a big headline on ESPN? Like, seems like it's just J.J. Watt.
He married a professional soccer player. It's like a dual athlete thing, you know. Do. I don't know. Anyway, we get your headlines, get you caught up. A lot of things happening. All-Star weekend. Marlins full squad workout start today. The Panthers suck. All that type of stuff. We'll be back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.